Watch, Missouri, woman accused of setting fire to proposed ICE detention building. By Amy Furr on February 13, 2026. A woman is accused of trying to burn down a building that was proposed to be a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, detention center in Kansas City, Missouri. The incident happened Thursday when the KMBC news crew recorded a woman spraying the building with a liquid and lighting matches. The warehouse has been the focus of protests and public concern after reports surfaced that it could be sold to the federal government for use as an ICE detention facility, the outlet said. However, the property's owner said the sale was off. Witnesses told KSHB the woman approached the building, located at 14901 Botts Road, a few minutes before 6 p.m. and lit the fires before fleeing the area. Video footage shows the woman at the scene, and she appears to have set her bag down in the parking lot before allegedly lighting the building on fire. Firefighters were called to put out the flames, and no one was hurt. Now, bomb and arson detectives are investigating what happened and police are looking for the suspect, KCTV reported Thursday. A still image shows the individual facing a camera at the scene. She has long, dark hair and is wearing blue jeans with a dark-colored t-shirt. In a social media post on Friday, journalist Andy Ngo called the suspect a far-left extremist. He added that Democrat Mayor Ed Quinton Lucas staunchly opposes ICE and leftists are cheering on the attack. Breitbart News has reported on similar instances across the country. In March, the headquarters for the Republican Party in New Mexico was targeted in what was called a deliberate act of arson. And in August, a Washington ICE facility was the target of a suspected arson attack. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents and their facilities continue to come under attack by radical anti-immigration enforcement activists, the Breitbart News article read. As reported by Breitbart Texas, the Trump administration is ramping up efforts to clamp down on the ongoing attacks by arresting numerous offenders involved in assaults on federal agents conducting immigration enforcement actions across the country.